Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we saw that the Purple Ninjas have figured out a way to turn everyone purple, even Jaden. How in the world are they doing this? Well, I think we're about to find out. Wait, Mr. Jim, so why in the world am I turning purple? That didn't make any sense, said Jaden. Oh, Jaden, it's going to be okay, all right, said Mr. Jim. You see, a long time ago, sailors like pirates or explorers, when they would be on a ship for a very long time, they would get a disease called scurvy. A disease? Is that what I have? Yes, but it's nothing to be afraid of. You're going to be okay. Let me ask you a question. If you were on a ship for weeks and weeks, or maybe even months, do you think you would have fresh apples and oranges like we do? Probably not, because they don't have apple trees on ships, said Jaden. Exactly. You see, when you're on a ship for a long time, you don't get enough vitamin C unless you have enough food, and oftentimes they didn't have enough fruit and vegetables. Well, considering the circumstances of our grocery store's supply of fruit and vegetables disappearing, I think that explains why you might be low in vitamin C. Ava, are you still there? Yep, I'm still here, still hanging in the bloodstream, waiting for my next instructions, said Ava. All right, great. I need you to check your medical bag. There should be some vitamin C gummies. Just drop them in Jaden's stomach on your way out, and we'll see you soon. Roger that. Ava out. Shh. Ava was going to swim back to the stomach, drop these vitamin C gummies in Jaden's stomach, and then come on out through the esophagus and out of Jaden's nose. Pretty silly, right? Yeah, have you ever had vitamin gummies or other vitamins? Yeah, that's a great way to help our body get the vitamins it needs. Like fruit and vegetables, that's the best way to get our vitamins and everything we need. Vitamin gummies are an extra cool bonus, which is going to help Jaden get back into action much faster than waiting for apples and oranges at the grocery store. All right, Jaden, I know you're not feeling well, but I think you're still okay to sit down and help us out. Can you call around and check the local hospitals to see if any others are experiencing these symptoms? Yeah, I can do that, said Jaden. All right, I'm going to call some of the local farmers and see what we got going on with the food supply, because something weird just doesn't seem right about this, said Mr. Jim. Over the next several minutes, Mr. Jim and Jaden were on the phone with the different people that they were trying to talk to and learn more about. And then all of a sudden, achoo! Jaden sneezed out Ava. And then Ava pushed her button to turn back to normal size. Jaden, holy smokes, that made my nose tickle so bad, said Jaden. I'm going to need to go take a shower. This is disgusting. Ava, yeah, that's probably a good idea. She should probably go clean up after having just been sneezed out of Jaden's nose. Gross. All right, guys, I've learned some really interesting stuff. But Jaden, have you heard anything from the hospitals? Yes, they have a whole bunch of people coming in with similar symptoms into the hospital. It must all be connected, said Jaden. That's what I thought, said Mr. Jim. And I was talking to the farmers, and they actually told me that all the bees have gone missing. Like, a lot of their fruit trees just haven't been able to be pollinated, and so that's why the fruit and vegetable yields have been so low this year. Wait, Mr. Jim, said Ava. What do bees have to do with our food? Oh, great question. So, you know how bees pollinate and they like to go dance on flowers and get the nectar and the pollen, right? Yes. Well, what does that have to do with apples? Said Jaden. Great question. Well, bees are kind of responsible for the apples growing. Apple trees, they make flowers. but those flowers have to be pollinated. And after they are pollinated, then the tree can start growing and producing apples. And that works with every fruit and vegetable. They all start out as flowers. Wait, you mean like the bees are kind of like the farmers of fruits and vegetables? Said Ava. Exactly. That actually does kind of make sense, said Mr. Jim. They're really important. And if there's no bees, then there's no fruit and vegetables. So, Ava, remember all those beekeeper friends of ours? I need you to go talk to them. Roger that, Mr. Jim. Ava was grabbing her things and heading out the door. Jaden, how are you feeling? Still pretty weak, but I guess a little better. Yeah, your purple is starting to get a little better. You're not as purple as before, said Mr. Jim. Which is good, but we still need to give you more rest. So why don't you just hang here and help me with all the data that Ava's going to send us?
All right, purple ninjas. I need an update. How are things going?
Oh, absolutely, boss. You see, we're seeing all kinds of reports coming out of all the cities in the area that people are starting to turn purple, which is fantastic.
Oh, what was that? Something, ow, who's stinging me? Is this a bee? What is going on? Ow, get these bees out of here, said Dr. Stinky Breath.
Oh, we're very sorry, boss. Yeah, you see, we had to collect all the queen bees. That was a part of our plan of getting rid of all the fruit and vegetables.
Fruit and vegetables? What are you talking about?
Well, you see, if we can get rid of all the fruit and vegetables, that was a part of getting people to turn purple, and...
Okay, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't make any sense. But, ow, I need a Band-Aid. Oh, this is starting to very hurt me. Oh, no! It does look like the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath have somehow taken all the bees hostage. How in the world did they do that? And how in the world are we going to stop them? Because the bees are really important. Just like Mr. Jim was saying, bees are critical in all the fruit and vegetables. If we don't have bees, we don't have fruit. And if we don't have fruit and vegetables, it looks like we're going to be turning purple. All right, friends, well, you all better buckle up because I think we're in for a rough ride. But I hope Ava is able to save the day and rescue the bees. We'll see you on our next adventure, and hopefully the Spyology Squad will be able to save the day.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.